It is 33 degrees at WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A federal judge put a temporary hold on the Trump administration's attempt to pause federal grants and loans.
This judge here in Washington saying that the administration needs to take a beat, and she, the judge, needs to take a little more time to look at exactly what's going on. But ultimately, this particular case that's caused the pause is one involving procedure. No one here is alleging the president doesn't have the power to put a pause on these funds, but these groups and this judge are looking at whether, in fact, the president followed the rules in doing it.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. The president's attempt at an unprecedented overhaul of the government now includes buyout offers of 7 to 8 months' pay to all federal employees who leave by February 6th. The Air Force reports the pilot is safe after an F-35 fighter jet crashed at Alaska's Eielson Air Force Base. Unclear if the warplane was landing or taking off. This is ABC News. All that hoorah over drones in the night sky over New Jersey in December? Perfectly legal.
This was not the enemy.
White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
The drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons.
When the drones were appearing in December and January, now President Trump accused the Biden administration of withholding information. With the Gaza ceasefire holding, civilians continue streaming back to their communities to see what's left.
Many of these returnees have set up their makeshift shelters near the ruins and rubble of their destroyed homes in North Gaza, very much starting their lives again from scratch. A shortage of tents are reported. More than 100,000 are needed to meet demand. There's a shortage of food, water, sanitation.
ABC's Britt Clenett in Jerusalem. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
Today, a high of 40 degrees, partly cloudy, breezy this morning, northwest winds at 8 to 17. And then mostly clear and quiet tonight, a low of 22. It looks like tomorrow will be up to 52, and maybe some record breakers we'll see. For Thursday night, a low of 30. Friday, 39 with decreasing clouds. And Saturday, 36 degrees. Right now, it is 33. It got to be pretty warm yesterday. We got up to 50 degrees here at the studios, which was only 2 degrees shy of a record. Right now, 33 at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Today is Wednesday, January 29th.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? For the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say,
a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
That is a hanker, Hank Williams on WRCO Radio, and I saw the light. Yes, indeed. Phil Nee with you down the old trail from Sextonville International. Things are just going swimmingly there in Sextonville. Everything but my voice, but it's coming back. I assure you, it's coming back. I've tried gargling a little bit, but I hit my head on the lid. But nonetheless, we are ready to go for another day here in Southwest Wisconsin. We have some scores to share with you. There were lots of high school events last night, and the Bucks on the West Coast, they did lose to Portland. We'll have details in a few minutes. It's a nice for this time of year, 33 degrees at the WRCO studios today.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I loved a girl in Saginaw, Michigan, the daughter of a wealthy, wealthy man. But he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a-digging in this frozen grounds of coal. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love to Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love in Saginaw, Michigan. I said, honey, I'm a-coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest track in Klondike history. Her dad met me in Saginaw, Michigan. He gave me a great big party with a champagne. Then he said, son, you wise, young, ambitious man, will you sell your father in a lawyer upon that claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him. Least of all, the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan. For the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan. He's ashamed.
That is Shania Twain there to wake you up this morning. I don't know whether it worked or not, but there she is. It is 32 degrees at WRCO Studios as we move on into the day a little bit deeper today. And a reminder, a Red Cross blood drive is going on at Weston Schools today. That will happen from 11 until 4. Appointments are preferred, and you can do that by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you can go online at redcrossblood.org. You can also download the Red Cross Blood Donor app for that event going on today at Weston Schools. And also a community forum will be held tonight, providing Richland County residents with updates and an opportunity to ask questions. The forum will be held at 6 o'clock tonight at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall, Richland Center. A time for questions and answers on topics such as campus reconfiguration, the campus gymnasium, and the Simons will be provided. That's going on tonight, an important community forum in our area at 6 o'clock. And coming up, a check of sports scores. Plus, I think we have a Rip Snorton aerobic polka for you as well.
Your favorite varieties of apples and grapes grow on over 200 acres at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Much of the fruit is sold retail through the farm market, but a wholesale division of the company moves a significant amount of the fruit, as well as custom packing fruit for other local growers. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you with the best quality apples and grapes this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Y-Connect Wireless is a local brand you trust for unbeatable reliability and value. Bring your favorite phone and number with you and enjoy seamless coverage on the nation's largest and most reliable network. Get the speeds you need without the big carrier hassles. Backed by a local team that's always here for you. With Y-Connect Wireless, you get the 5G network you deserve. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. Y-Connect Wireless. Local, reliable, connected.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. North Crawford was a winner at Ithaca Tuesday night. Area boys basketball, the Trojans, with a total of 12 three-pointers, got by the Bulldogs 80-61, the final score. It was River Valley over Reedsburg, 67-58. Also a win for Fenimore over Belleville, 48-41. And Cuba City top Lancaster, 63-57. Westby, 61. Prairie du Chien, 46. It was Kickapoo over Weston, 64-54. And Royal beat Cashton, 83-26. In area girls basketball, Westby over Richland Center, 57-41. New Lisbon beat Ithaca, 47-41.
51-48. River Valley over Boscobel, 54-36. Fenimore, 65. Riverdale, 40. Lancaster, 61-36 over Iowa Grand. Wisconsin Heights, 47. Dodgeville, 41. And Kickapoo over DeSoto, 54-33. On the state scene, it was the Bucks losing to Portland. Final score, 125-112. The Bucks on the West Coast are now 1-1 on the current trip. And overall, Portland is now 3-1 against the Bucks since Portland traded Dame Lillard a year and a half ago. Elsewhere, it was Houston over Atlanta, 100-96, Philadelphia over the Lakers, 118-104, and Golden State beat Utah, 114-103. College men's basketball, number 7, Michigan State over Minnesota, 73-51. And on the ice, Carolina, 4-0 over the Rangers, Buffalo, 7, Boston, 2, Winnipeg, 4-1 over Montreal, Chicago beat Tampa Bay, 4-1, the Islanders, 5, Colorado, 2, Washington, 3-1 over Calgary, Anaheim beat Seattle, 6-4, and Dallas, 1 in overtime, 4-3 over Vegas. And that is an update on sports.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
521, good for what ails ya, the aerobic polka. Woo! All right, here we go. Are you ready? Yes. A one and a two and a...
There you go, the aerobic polka. That was played by the Good Time Dutchman, and that was called Professor's Polka. Just a little brainy polka right there for you. Absolutely. It's 32 at WRCO Studios today. Here's some snow. Hank Snow.
It don't hurt anymore. All my teardrops are dry. Floor. Well, inside. Just to think it could be, time has opened the door, and at last I am free. I don't hurt anymore. To deny I wanted to die the day you said we were through, but now that I find you're out of my mind, I can't believe that it's true. I've forgotten somehow that I cared so before, and it's wonderful now, I don't hurt anymore. I wanted to die the day you said we were through, but now that I find you're out of my mind, I can't believe that it's true. I've forgotten somehow that I cared so before, and it's wonderful now
and life is making you lonely. You cannot
Dolly Parton going downtown. I wouldn't mind going downtown with Dolly. I think that would be all right. We're at 32 degrees, by the way. Today's high will be up to 40 degrees. Breezy this morning, and then tonight, 22. Tomorrow, that's when they say it could be a record breaker, up there around 52 degrees. The record high for today is 53, so we'll be in the ballpark for at least certainly tomorrow. Yesterday, we were within two of a record here at the studios. Again, we're at the overnight low. It is 32 degrees at 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
An analyst says there's potential for expansion in the dairy industry. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, another swing at waters of the U.S. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from the American Farm Bureau Convention in San Antonio.
AFBF Senior Director of Government Affairs Courtney Briggs says WOTUS has been a long-standing problem for members.
Because we've had a ping-ponging back and forth of regulations over the last several decades, and unfortunately during the Biden administration we had a very troubling rule that created a lot of confusion and heartache for our members in the countryside.
She tells Brownfield the Trump administration is expected to narrow the reach of the federal government on private property and adhere to the Sackett versus EPA Supreme Court decision.
We hope that the Trump administration will make these changes in order to comply with that decision.
Briggs says she anticipates Trump acting on WOTUS within the first 100 days of his term. From San Antonio, Mark Dornkamp, Brownfield.
A dairy market analyst says there's potential for expansion in the industry. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the 2025 Indiana Dairy Forum.
Mike North with EverAg says growing consumer interest in dairy as a protein could create more market opportunities for dairy producers.
Products that promote health and, you know, as consumers demand more protein and as we, you know, walk into the space with this wonderful product, we expect demand's going to be relatively strong.
He tells Brownfield there could still be some challenges.
Advancing and growing production capacities, especially in what I like to call the near west. A lot of new capacity coming there, which could potentially grow supply that ultimately pressures price. For the time being, though, we have some great pricing.
North says despite the uncertainty of the current political landscape, the current outlook for dairy remains strong. From French Lick, Indiana, I'm Aaron Anderson for Brownfield.
A group of Wisconsin lawmakers have reintroduced a bill that would create a farm implement lemon law. If passed, implements of husbandry that don't conform to the warranty and have been back for repairs at least four times or out of service 30 days would make the farmer eligible for a replacement or a full refund. The bill is like Wisconsin's lemon law for automobiles and light trucks, but would provide farmers protection for farm implements. Similar bills have been introduced since 2019, but failed to get Senate approval. Newly introduced Senate Bill 8 already has 17 co-sponsors in the Senate and Assembly. The former executive director of the Wisconsin FFA Alumni and Supporters has passed away. Cheryl Steinbach served the organization for more than 7 years after retiring from the Granton School District, where she spent 28 of her 30 years as an agriculture instructor. Services will be held February 3rd in Neillsville. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs closed higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday. Bids didn't surface and asking prices were floated at $208 to $210 live in the south, and then weren't established in the north. With Friday's cattle inventory report coming out from the USDA, it wouldn't be a surprise for business to hold off until late in the week. Speaking of that report, it will be the first time in a year the industry has had official insight into the size of the U.S. cattle herd. Those numbers come out at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central on Friday. At the Tri-State Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers were $13 to $18 higher, except steers 550 pounds, which were $7 lower. Heifers were steady to $19 higher. The USDA says demand was good on all offerings. Medium and large one feeder steers, 658 to 699 pounds, brought $307.50 to $328. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 613 to 635 pounds, brought $297.50 to $300. $1. Boxed beef closed sharply higher with good demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up $2.37 at $3.32.45. Select was $1.41 higher at $3.21.96. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, even on the weekend, down more than 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Processors were a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts on Tuesday. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be strong, helping provide price support. The industry would like to see an uptick in domestic demand, which could be possible as retail prices for beef continue to move higher. But the ongoing talks about tariffs create some additional volatility in the market. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $3.93 with a weighted average of $84.32. The Iowa Minnesota was up $2.06 with a weighted average of $84.32. And the Western Corn Belt was up $2.81. with a weighted average of $84.32. Pork values were lower, down 30 cents at $92.86. Loins, butts, and ribs were down sharply, while picnics, hams, and bellies were firmed to sharply higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 7,000 on the weekend, down nearly 4,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up ahead of the week's direct business and Friday's cattle inventory report from the USDA. And lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by cash and wholesale business. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two-stage. Plus, we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were steady to firm, and corn was up, with both keeping an eye on weather in South America. March beans held at 10.45. May was a penny higher at 10.59 and a half. March corn was up 3 1/4 at 4.85 and a quarter. May was 3 3/4 higher at 4.96. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher with another big gain in box beef at midday. February live is 287 higher at 208.55, and April was up 345 at 207.27. March feeders were 3 higher at 278.25. And hogs were supported by cash and wholesale business during the session, along with that strength in cattle. February was up 85 cents at 83.90, and April was $1.02 higher at 90.90. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Some educated guesses about farmland and machinery cost trends ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
Here's where we're at. We got 440 corn and a cost structure that's sort of doesn't support that. So there's this cost-price squeeze there.
That's University of Illinois Extension Farm Management Specialist Gary Schnittke at the recent Purdue University Top Farmer Conference. When averaged over time, farmers tend not to make much of a profit, even in the best years, says Schnittke, when farmers could squeeze out an average $100 per acre profit.
Renting farmland worked really well when the $100 return was less impacted by inflation that has occurred today. Owned land is more important today than it was back in 1990 as far as your financial stability.
Schnittke says the most profitable farming operations seem to be the ones who work harder to control costs.
The same farmers that have high nitrogen costs also have high pesticide costs and more tillage practices. The thing that we take away from that is that low cost here, keeping those costs low in all those categories are important.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business offering top-quality livestock. Every Tuesday morning at 8:30, they hold slaughter cattle sales featuring slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. This Friday, they present a special combination sale with Holstein and Angus Cross, along with beef, new crop calf, and yearling sale. It's an event not to be missed. For more information, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or call them Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we ensure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
For the dairy operator, there's a big difference in soybean varieties. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. High oleic soybeans are helping increase the sustainability in the dairy industry. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the Indiana Dairy Forum.
The president of Yoder Grain says high oleic soybeans are a large market opportunity for farmers and dairy producers. Josh Fichter tells Brownfield.
It's a readily accessible American product, so you know they don't have to rely on palm fat, which is one of the big things that it's replacing. And ultimately, we would like to be more profitable. Us and the dairy industry, everybody is driving for more profitability.
He says traditional soybean oil is extracted using hexane, but high oleic soybeans can be ground and given to the cow without additional processing.
I think that from a carbon standpoint, from a consumption of energy standpoint, we are considerably lower.
From French Lake, Indiana, I'm Aaron Anderson for Brownfield.
The recommended changes to the federal milk marketing orders were all approved in the producer referendum earlier this month. Greg Siegenthaler is vice president of Grande Cheese and the newly elected Dairy Business Association president. He says from a processor's perspective, he welcomes the clear direction moving forward.
For us as the processor, we know what the rules are, and with pooled milk, we'll abide by those rules, right? I think terms of sale are big, and federal order minimum establishments are also big. So I think that's one of the big accomplishments for the year.
Siegenthaler made his comments during the recent Dairy Strong conference in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Cash dairy prices were mixed Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey remained unchanged at 69 and 3 quarters, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 2 cents at 189, but no sales. Cheese barrels up 2.5 cents at 186 and a half, no sales. Butter went down 3 cents to 250, and that prompted 8 sales. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 134 and 3 quarters, no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. When you choose your passwords, make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
MFA, hey, really works!
We can secure our world. You hesitate, do it ASAP.
Just like that.
Watch out for offers too good to be true.
What?
It's probably some
We're trying to take advantage of you.
Hey, that's fishy.
Let's report it. Install updates. Make better passwords. Woo! Think before you think. Use multiple factors. That's how we can secure our world.
Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.
Hello, this is Chase Hatsitu with Tim's Talk Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Snowy sale day and a small but good crowd. Large squares topped at $180 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online only auction ending February 12th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Sale includes lots of good tools, guitars, outdoor items, household and appliances, and much more. It is worth a look. Go to www.timstalkauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hatsitu. Have a great day.
Our high temperature today will be at around 40 degrees, partly cloudy, breezy this morning, and then it looks like tonight, mostly clear and quiet, a low down to 22. Thursday, low 50s. Everybody's been kind of keeping their eye on Thursday for the possibility of some pretty nice weather there. Although yesterday was pretty nice as well. We get up to 50 degrees, which was warmer than predicted, but I know our temperature here at the studio was pretty accurate. My old vibe temperature, my thermometer in the vibe, is usually pretty close to the radio station, and it was 50 degrees as I tooled around yesterday. Right now, we're at 32 degrees.
Somehow, Mr. Lovemaker, don't
That is Johnny Paycheck, Mr. Lovemaker, one of his many, many hits. Coming up, Tony's weather here on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. WRCO, the Eagles song Take It to the Limit, which those two took to the country survey back in the day as well.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and programmed vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all-new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, looks like another day with above normal temperatures here, but not out of control thanks to some cooler air filtering in from the north. Otherwise, not too bad out there. Mix of sun and clouds, a little bit breezy this morning. Tomorrow, though, we should be looking at record high temperatures possible for the afternoon. Some very mild air flows in from the southwest, and we get a decent amount of sunshine. We are expecting a big storm system south of our region and gradually inch closer tomorrow night into early Friday. Could graze our region with a little bit of light rain and wet snow. The best chance will be south of Richland County, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Otherwise, another weather system will slide in from the northern plains for late Saturday into early Sunday. Could bring us a period of light snow showers or some drizzle. The better chance of a few inches of snow will run across the northeast half of Wisconsin into upper Michigan. Warmer temperatures in store for Sunday, then a pretty strong cold front should move in Sunday night into early Monday. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy, breezy in the morning with highs around 40 degrees. Northwest wind 8 to 17, becoming westerly at 5 to 10. Mostly clear and quiet tonight, low 22. Tomorrow sunny to increasing clouds in the afternoon. Unusually warm for late January with record highs in the low 50s. Southwest wind 7 to 14 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a small chance of light rain and snow later, mainly south of Richland County. Low temperature 30 degrees. On Friday, some light rain and snow showers possible early in the south. Decreasing clouds for the afternoon, high at 39 degrees. Saturday, mostly cloudy and breezy. 40% chance of light snow showers by late afternoon and into the night. Best chance will be in the north and northeast part of the region. Saturday's high 36. Sunday, mostly cloudy and mild. 30% chance of light rain and snow showers by late evening, high 48. Colder on Monday with a high of 29. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Right now, 32 degrees, our temperature, yesterday's high. We were surprised a little bit to get up to 50 degrees. Record high, 53. That would be January 29th of 1914. So we're going to be up in that ballpark. Won't break it today, probably. A record low of 30 degrees below zero in 1965. Last year's high was 41, and the low 29. Sunset will happen at 9 minutes after 5 tonight. Sunrise time 7:20 in the morning coming up this morning. East to northeast winds at 7. Barometer at 29.72 is up slightly. No precipitation today. After a daytime high yesterday again of 50, we were at 36 at midnight and right now 32 degrees, which is the overnight low.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM Richland Center, where the news update at 6 is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop. Also by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products. And Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. HHS Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy before a Senate committee today as relatives speak out against him. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
RFK Jr. became a beacon of the anti-vaccine movement during the pandemic, once calling COVID vaccines a crime against humanity. He also repeats baseless claims linking autism to vaccine use. Kennedy's cousin, Caroline, called him a predator.
Bobby preys on the desperation of parents of sick children.